Is the sector financially sound and stable? This section is dedicated to addressing the sector's financial health. These data usually need to be gathered manually from individual companies since it is quite rare for associations to provide breakdown or financial information. The most helpful metrics can be summarized as follows: revenue, average selling price for major products or services, EBIT, pre-tax income, free cash flow, dividends, CapEx, ROIC, ROE and cost of capital. For every data previously mentioned, we need to look at historical fluctuations, peaks and troughs. The essential documents that need to be present in our checklist are annual and quarterly report, consensus estimates, earnings call transcription, MD&A statements and proxy statements. All these documents can be found in company proprietary websites or stock exchange databases. As an example, we can look for comparable companies in the NASDAQ and NYSE that count more than 6,000 companies combined. SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, filings can be obtained through different sources, but one of the most used websites is EDGAR. The browser can provide us with 10K, annual statement, or 10Q, quarterly statement, filings, initial public offering documentation, where we can find a section dedicated to market analysis, proxy statements, 8K and much more. 10K is the annual report and provides a detailed view of all the most relevant aspects of the company, business, risk factors, financial data, market view and other matters. 10Q has the same function of a 10K but also provides MD&A, management discussion and analysis, and information on options and warrants, in case of need for the quantitative sections. 8K reports the occurrence of material events or triggering events. Proxy statements call shareholders to vote on specific matters. They might be useful to understand critical factors, defined and described in later sections. Another important document that we will need in the stock performance analysis section is the consensus estimate. However, this information is usually provided by Bloomberg, Reuters, FactSet and other financial data providers. Call earnings can also be downloaded from this database and it is used to collect information on the doubts and questions that investors raise during the publication of the financial results and thus can help to gather extra information on current relevant topics. The second part of this analysis consists of gathering macroeconomic data and checking for their peak and trough. There are hundreds of possible metrics provided by governments or public institutions worldwide: nominal and real GDP, labor productivity, employment, household savings, national savings, short and long-term interest rate, import, export, etc. The main proposition in this section is to compare the fluctuations of macro data and financial metrics and try to figure out correlations between the two areas.